Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
The big story heading into 2018, change. I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New faces and new places are among the top stories as teams swing toward 2018. Hendrick Motorsports has Alex Bowman and William Byron coming aboard to replace Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Casey Kane. Their teammate, Chase Elliott, says he doesn't expect the group to miss a beat.
You know, I don't think it changes a whole lot, if any, really. You know, we have a pretty set way of doing things with our meetings and how we go about them. I don't see two new guys coming in really changing that. Alex has been in the room before, last year running the races that he ran filling in for Dale. William's been around and he's been coming to some of our meetings throughout the end of the season.
Elliott's switching numbers from 24 to 9, and the whole organization will switch over to Camaros for the 2018 season. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
6:05, welcome in, welcome to hour number three of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. You're never going to believe this, but I'm Todd Brommelkamp. We're going to take you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you swing by KGYMradio.com, cast a vote in our poll question. Will Josh Jackson be taken in the first round of the NFL draft, yes or no? The Iowa Corner announcing today via Instagram that he is foregoing his senior season in Iowa City and making the leap to the NFL. More on that later. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Plenty more to come tonight, including the 6 o'clock showdown in about 25 minutes. Your chance to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. That's coming up on Saturday night for Star Wars night. Couple tickets on the line if you can answer more questions than your opponent. Now, speaking of hockey, we made a reference to this earlier. I can't even remember. I think perhaps I saw this. Jeff Johnson from the Cedar Rapids Gazette or somebody basically retweeted this into my timeline today on Twitter, and I listened to it. I wish we have all the time in the world here sometimes, it feels like, but I wish we could play for you the entirety of this clip. But I boiled it down to just the brass tacks of it, if you will. And I hope we haven't built this up into something that it's not. But from time to time, I would like to bring you what I consider to be interesting little bits of audio nuggets for your ears. And this is one of them. This is Frank. I still don't know the pronunciation here. I was too lazy to look it up during the top of the hour break. I'm going to go with Ceratori. Not to be confused with Gene Steratore, the NFL official, but Frank Ceratori. He's been the hockey coach, the head hockey coach at the Air Force Academy in Colorado since 1997. They recently took on Denver University. For those who don't know, Denver has a very strong hockey program itself. As a matter of fact, he was once the head coach at Denver for five seasons between 1990 and 1994. Thank you, Wikipedia. And he was he ran afoul of one of the officials during the game between Air Force and Denver. And so in his post-game news conference, he decided that he was just going to launch a rant on officiating. And in the middle of the rant, well, he brings up Santa Claus. And that's where the clip will end up. Will end up at. Enjoy this journey with Frank Serator, the men's hockey coach at the Air Force Academy, complaining about the officiating from their recent game against with the University of Denver. And it culminates going from complaining about the officiating to Santa Claus. And I believe it also mentions Bigfoot and the Easter Bunny.
I never said one word to the guy. Finally, after the fifth or sixth penalty, you got to stick up for your guys. And I clapped three times, and he's looking at me from the other side of the rink, and he didn't hesitate to tee me up. Rather than having the bedside manner to come over, okay, Frank, I got the message. That's enough. You know, but, you know, maybe... Hopefully Don Adam will learn with this, work with this guy, and he'll learn this. Hey, maybe some of them never learn. I mean, like, you just never learn. Hey, there's three things I've never seen in my life. I've never seen Bigfoot. I've never seen the Easter Bunny. And I've never seen a referee say he had a crap game. You know, so I have seen Santa Claus. I actually met him in a bar in San Francisco, me and my brother Tony. Good dude, Santa. Likes his pops.
Santa likes his pops. There's an explanation for the kids. If you're out driving in the car and the kids did not get what they wanted from Santa this year, you can explain to them, well, Santa likes his pops. Sometimes he's prone to forget things.
And
he has a couple barley pops too many, and the next thing you know, you get the lump of coal.
Are there technical fouls in college hockey?
Well, I believe...
Said he came over and teed me up.
I believe, right? You can award fouls to the bench, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the coach doesn't go to the penalty box.
That's true.
So.
But do they, this isn't, I don't know, technical foul. That's not something, that's not terminology you often hear in hockey at all. But no, that was an excellent rant. The fact that, what was it, Bigfoot and the Easter Bunny? How has he never seen the Easter Bunny?
Well, he has seen Santa Claus. And the best part is, that it wasn't just him. His brother Tony was with him too, so he can corroborate. And it was a bar, and they were in San Francisco, and Santa Claus. Maybe Frank spent a little bit too much time in that bar in San Francisco, and that's why he thought he saw Santa Claus. Now, that being said, and maybe tomorrow, if you're lucky, we will bring you a little bit more of this gem of a human being. The sports figure that up until today I had no idea even existed on God's green earth, and now I'm captivated by him. I came across another audio clip from a 2016 news conference in which he's complaining about his beloved Minnesota Vikings. And that derails into Herschel Walker territory, and of course there's a Gary Anderson reference. And he's giving the press conference wearing a starter jacket, a Vikings starter jacket. It looks like something that you would have bought at Jerry Burns' garage sale in the late 80s or something. And he said that he bought it to wear to a Super Bowl party in 1998. Never wore it. Put it in his closet and wore it for the first time that day to that news conference. So, I don't know. If you're lucky tomorrow, maybe we'll... Oh, we're not so lucky. I don't know. But here in the new year, it's 2018, we're turning over a new leaf here. We're going to try to do some things here. And one of the things that we're going to try to do, I'm going to try to do, is actually entertain you for once. We've been on the air for months here. And the entertaining moments have been few and far between. But people really responded to the Mike Leach audio that we had a while ago. And I thought, okay, we can start doing this. There's some good stuff out there right now. People are saying some crazy things. I don't know. Maybe they got some. Maybe they like their pops. Maybe they're like Santa. And I want to know, is there a guy out there in San Francisco who's listening to that? This clip has gone viral all over the internet today. Maybe Santa is like, oh yeah, I remember that guy and his brother Tony. They were annoying. They wouldn't leave me alone. I just wanted to sit here. I've been a busy guy. I've been making toys, delivering them to boys and girls. I just want to have a couple pops. And relax. my time off. It's not December 25th, and I got this guy over here talking Air Force hockey and Santa Claus.
And can we please introduce that guy to the Easter Bunny?
319-366-1600. News today that we have touched on briefly. We talked about it with Scott Docterman for thelandof10.com, but Josh Jackson has announced that he's going to forego his senior season and head to the NFL. Not a huge surprise there, and also not a big surprise. Look, we were talking about this out in New York last week at the Pinstripe Bowl. We watched as the team took its team photo in front of Gate 4, the home plate gate at Yankee Stadium, and after the Hawkeyes had their team photo done, a couple of the position groups got together and took photos, and the quarterbacks got together, and I can't even remember whether it was Chad Lystico or the Des Moines Register or who it was, but somebody was like, well, there's one for posterity's sake, the last time that you'll ever see that group together. And it was because everybody pretty much knew Tyler Wiegers was going to be moving on. He, I think, 4 of 6 passing for 35 yards. The highlight of his career at Iowa will be the lone touchdown pass that he threw to Ivory Kelly Martin earlier this year when the Hawkeyes waxed Illinois at Kinnick Stadium. And outside of that, Tyler Wiegers was just a name that came up in the discussion a couple times as to the quarterback battle, but he was constantly the number two. And he graduated at the semester. He's going to get a chance to go home. He's from the state of Michigan, so he goes home to Michigan. Eastern Michigan, as I understand it, has an opening at quarterback, so he's going to be able to go there and compete. Look, you don't transfer to a place that has an incumbent quarterback where you're going to be a bench jockey again for the fifth and final time of your life. So he's going to have an opportunity to go to the MAC and be a starting quarterback. We've seen this before. Jake Rudock went from Iowa to Michigan. A little bit more difficult to go Big Ten to Big Ten, but he wound up enjoying his time as a starting quarterback. Best of luck to Tyler Wiegers. It wasn't his time in Iowa City. They made the choice last year with Nate Stanley as the number two quarterback behind C.J. Beathard. That put Wiegers number three. And then this year, he's number two behind Stanley and sees the field for a little bit of garbage time.
Well, the fact that he's stuck in Iowa City this long says a lot about his character. He could have left a couple of years ago when it became pretty clear that Nate Stanley had passed him on the depth chart prior to the 2016 season. He stuck around. He made it somewhat of a competition last fall. He didn't win the job. Nate Stanley looks like he's going to have the job for the foreseeable future. And Tyler Wiegers has one more year of eligibility, and he goes into a situation where Brogan Roback, who is a NFL prospect, is leaving Eastern Michigan. He's graduating, and there's a spot open for him to play, for him to get on the field and be the starting quarterback in the MAC. So absolutely best of luck to him. And like you said, not a big surprise at all. Almost a surprise that he stuck around this long.
Okay, we have controversy here on the Hurtin and Stocker text line. Hockey Guy, of course, Hockey Guy is listening here to the audio clip of the Air Force hockey coach. Hockey Guy thinks that he said Santa likes his pucks. I'm pretty sure he's referencing being in a bar in San Francisco that it's Pops. Can we get the, this is just a blatant excuse for me to fill 30 more seconds by having you play the audio again. So here we go. Listen with a discerning ear here. Does he say pucks or pops? I believe it is the latter.
I never said one word to the guy. Finally, after the fifth or sixth penalty, you got to stick up for your guys. And I clap 3 times, and he's looking at me from the other side of the rink, and he didn't hesitate to tee me up. Rather than having the bedside manner to come over, okay, Frank, I got the message, that's enough. You know, but, maybe, hopefully Don Adam will learn with this, work with this guy, and he'll learn this. Hey, maybe some of them never learn. I mean, like, you just never learn. Hey, there's 3 things I've never seen in my life. I've never seen Bigfoot. I've never seen the Easter Bunny, and I've never seen a referee say he had a crap game. You know, so I have seen Santa Claus. I actually met him in a bar in San Francisco, me and my brother Tony. Good dude, Santa. Likes his pops.
Oh, that's Pops.
That's clearly Pops, and he's not talking about the cereal.
After further review, he said Pops. The ruling on the field is confirmed.
I wanted to get the clip from 2016 where he's talking about the Vikings, and then he goes off into the he's got a great line about the Green Bay Packers, and then he takes a dig at the Detroit Lions. It's almost enough to make me wish that I covered Air Force hockey for a living. Now, I wouldn't have guessed in a million years that the Air Force Academy fielded a hockey team.
Literally exactly what I was just about to say. They have a D1 hockey team.
Yes, they do. And they played Denver recently, and apparently the officiating was not up to Frank's standards. Now,
all right,
he's
Frank,
right.
That's enough.
He's right. Show me a referee that has ever admitted that they had a crap game. You won't find one. When I used to umpire high school baseball games, every game I did was a crap game. I was the exception to the rule, but officials tend to not be quite honest about their self-evaluation when it comes to that.
And I'm not going to completely discredit what he's saying, but they lost the game 6-0.
So chances are
the officials make that big of a difference.
Yeah, chances are Denver is very good.
Yes, they
are. Year in and year out, Denver is right there.
They produce a lot of NHL players too.
Speaking of hockey, you're going to have an opportunity to take home a couple tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders take on the Youngstown Phantoms this Saturday night. This Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It is Star Wars night, and we're going to give you these tickets if you can answer more questions than your opponent during the 6 o'clock showdown. Now, while we tell you what's coming up, do want to mention that our friends at the Cedar Rapids Colonels have their hot stove banquet 2 weeks from today. That is right, January 17th. Tickets are on sale right now at colonels.com. All of the proceeds go to the Take the Lead Initiative and the Colonels Foundation. So not only do you get the benefit of checking out the East Bank Venue and Lounge, that's the old Smulikoff's building in downtown Cedar Rapids. Many of you maybe have not had a chance to attend anything yet there, but it's a beautiful, wonderful event space. You're going to get to think warm thoughts, talk a little baseball. Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, a couple guys that were here with the Cedar Rapids Colonels in previous seasons that made their major league debuts with the Minnesota Twins last year, are going to be in town. Colonels just confirmed today that along with Chris Atterbury, the Twins radio broadcaster, a new manager Toby Gardenhire, whom we've had on the program here already, is going to be here. The new farm director for the Twins is going to be at the Winter Caravan Stop. And Brian Dinkelman, the Colonels' returning hitting coach for the third consecutive season, also scheduled to make a stop at the Hot Stove Banquet. So it should be a good night. KGYM, a proud media sponsor for the event. And if you don't have your tickets yet, again, you do. It includes your meal and autographs, and all of the proceeds go to the Colonels Take the Lead Foundation. So you're actually giving back to the community a little bit. And it's a good cause, so I hope to see many of you there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be taking that day off on the 17th, but I will be at the Hot Stove Banquet. Now, do I get to put that on the time card later that night? Can I simultaneously take a vacation day and work at the same time? I don't believe the IRS allows that, but we'll check into the working regulations there at 6:21 here. Coming up, Iowa and Ohio State tomorrow. We'll get you ready for that one. Hawkeyes 0-3 in Big Ten play. UNI 0-2. They play tomorrow night as well down in Springfield, Missouri. Iowa State has a few more days to gather its senses before the Cyclones take the floor again. And then Drake in action tonight at home at the Knapp Center, taking on Illinois State. The Bulldogs 2-0 in the MVC. And we had a texter earlier today. We were talking about the trials and tribulations of the Iowa men's basketball team. One of the texters on the Hurting and Stalker text line suggested that by the end of the season, there will be more people going to Iowa women's basketball games than there will be Iowa men's games. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I certainly will say this. The Iowa women are fun to watch, and they have a player in Megan Gustafson who has been honored by the Big Ten 8 times this year, 5 times as Conference Player of the Week. Iowa's had some really good players under Lisa Bluder. She is making the case to be the best of them, and they deserve to have a few more butts in the seats. So if you do get disillusioned with the basketball team, with the men's team, say they lose to Ohio State, drop to 0-4 in Big Ten play, and you're looking for a basketball fix, the Iowa women inside the top 20 in this week's poll. I think they're up to number 18. Got one of the best players in the country. Megan Gustafson's going to be a first-team All-American if she continues to play the way that she is. And they're doing it. I mean, they're down Tania Davis, Mackenzie Myers, Ben Hobbled. She's put that team on her back the other night, and Hawkeyes are looking good. So congratulations going out to Lisa Bluder and her squad as they're off to a very nice start in Big Ten play.
You know what? I, like you said, with the text line 319-366-1600, a lot of times the texters kind of hit on things before we do, and sometimes I feel like they can step into my spot and take over easily. And Hockey Guy has a very good point. And I didn't even think of this. Guarantee you Tom Brands has a few entertaining lines every now and then. Now, I admittedly, like you said earlier with basketball, I am not a wrestling expert. So I'm not necessarily the best person to listen to for wrestling analysis. But Tom Brands, sitting down and listening to him speak, that was one of the more entertaining press conferences I've ever sat through. Before the outdoor wrestling meet against Oklahoma State a couple of years ago.
Well, you know, you got to have people to go get the audio. I mean, we can have Tom Brands.
That's true.
We can have Tom Brands. We can have Lisa Bluder. We can have anything you want. We just got to have people to go out. It doesn't grow on trees. That's part of the problem. We can have Frank Serratore. I hope I'm saying it right. The guy sounds like he's been around
a long
time. Well, I don't think a number of people are probably listening, let alone Frank, unless he's, you know, he could be at the Air Force Academy listening on KGYMradio.com. I don't know.
Or on the app.
Or on the app, which is free to download in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Just search for KGYM. And very excited about this. I don't want to let too much out on this, but if you got a, what do they call those things? The Amazon Echo and the Dot and the Google Assistants and all of that stuff. I'm looking forward to this, but soon you will be able to tell that inanimate object to listen to this show and KGYM, and boom, there we're going to be. So details on that to come. I know I alluded to the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire resuming in 2018. We'll have details for you on that at a later date as well. But tune in on Friday's show, Linder Tire sponsoring Drive Time, the 5 o'clock hour on the Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show. And just a reminder, if you are in the market for a new set of tires, LinderTire.com offers a special set of coupons and online specials. And what better time than right now to check out LinderTire.com if you're slip-sliding all over there. It snowed again last night. I don't know when we're going to get a reprieve from all of the snow, but it's really starting to stick in my craw. At least it's warmed up slightly, but I'm done with the snow. I never thought I would be over winter as quickly as I have been this year, but 2017, 2018... not doing it for me.
I was going to say, I never thought that you would be the one complaining about the weather the most.
Well, I complain about a number of things.
That's usually for the person in this seat, and namely me. I complain about the weather all the time. So yeah, you have said it the best. I'm not even going to add on to anything that you've said about the weather. I'm ready for it to be done as well.
Sam Darnold, no surprise here, also announcing today that he's going pro, the USC quarterback, foregoing the rest of his time at USC. So we're starting to see, when is the deadline? The 15th?
Not sure off the top of my head. Josh Rosen also declared for the NFL draft as well. So both quarterbacks out of the city of Los Angeles declaring for the draft.
UCLA, by the way, I think we mentioned this before, former Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes on Chip Kelly's staff as the defensive backs coach with the Bruins. And about a little base. You know, I mentioned the baseball news, the Colonels, and the hot stove. Bruce Levine, who does a good job of covering the Chicago Cubs, reporting that it is shaping up, the market for Jake Arrieta is shaping up to possibly be a Cubs versus Cardinals showdown. That the Cubs are looking at 4 years for Arrieta. His agent, Scott Boras, they would like to get something in the neighborhood of six. And I smell a rat here. I think Theo and the boys on the north side of Chicago are going to drive up the price on Arrieta and stick the Cardinals with a big t- now. He's going to be worth it for a little bit, but anybody who's, 32 on a six-year deal? Nothing. Have you been surprised at how slow things
Absolutely.
Have been with some of the...
Nothing's happening.
There was a report on the MLB Network this morning that J.D. Martinez has a five-year offer in front of him from the Boston Red Sox. But Martinez is out there. Arrieta is out there. You got Hosmer and Moustakas, none of the huge names, at least from a free agent standpoint, have really moved yet.
I've been surprised. You mentioned Hosmer. There are reports that he has a couple of seven-year deals out in front
of
him.
The Padres. And the Royals have come and said, hey, we drafted you. We've developed you. You're one of the faces of the franchise. Here's a seven-year deal. The San Diego Padres. Also,
my question for you is, and you would know this better than I would, why is the market so slow for Mike Moustakas? Are they worried about his durability? Does he wear down late in the season? Is he not an everyday starter? Because you look at the numbers and it just doesn't, the way the market's moving, somebody might be able to sign him for next to nothing for a player with that kind of productivity.
I think that he's one of the players that the Cardinals would be interested in. They're in a unique position, as you know, and Cardinals fans do, because they've got Matt Carpenter, who can play either first or third base. So they've been linked to Josh Donaldson with the Blue Jays, but they've also had their name floated with the first baseman like Eric Hosmer. What direction do they go in? Do they wait and see what domino falls first? Donaldson is not a free agent. They'd have to acquire him via trade with Toronto, but the Blue Jays are sort of the wild card out there. Nobody really knows what they're going to do this offseason. But it just strikes, I mean, the winter meetings are well in the rearview mirror at this point, and spring training is what pitchers and catchers are going to report in about 6 weeks, six and a half weeks.
Were all the Major League Baseball executives indulging in holiday parties over the past 2 weeks? It just seemed like as quickly as the rumblings were moving, as many rumblings as we heard at the winter meetings, a lot more was going to happen. Things did happen at the winter meetings, and after that, there's just been nothing really going on, and there's still a lot to happen with trades and with free agent acquisitions to come before pitchers and catchers report in a couple of months.
And I know this sort of gone underreported, at least here locally, but there's a Big Ten tie. He was the former coach at the University of Michigan, but Rich Rodriguez, yes, fired after 8 seasons at Arizona, the latest high-profile candidate to be caught up in a wave of allegations of sexual misconduct. And, you know, there's been stuff out there about Rich Rodriguez for a long time. I think a lot of people, when he was coaching in the Big Ten, looked at him and said, he gives you kind of the heebie-jeebies, but you couldn't quite put your finger on it. You were thinking maybe NCAA infractions or something like that. It turns out that he's got some other issues, but Arizona now in the market for a head coach. I know a guy who... is in Fayetteville, Arkansas, who's waiting for the phone to ring. He was part of Bielema, was it Dana Holgerson? Who was in all the coaches they had watching the games the other day? It was good stuff. I like.
Oh, in the ESPN film room?
Yeah, ESPN film room.
I missed that.
Yeah, I think maybe Gary Patterson was there too, but Bielema was, I think, dipping a toe into the TV waters because it's kind of looking that way. And another, you know, maybe we'll touch on this a little bit more tomorrow, but Bill Snyder coming back next year at Kansas State. And I believe, if I saw this correctly, they end the regular season against Iowa State next year. So there is a possibility that Matt Campbell and the Cyclones could be the final opponent for Bill Snyder, the ageless wonder Bill Snyder, although chances are he'd have them in a position to maybe go to a bowl game. But the final Big 12 game, let's put it that way,
now,
of his career, possibly.
We didn't touch on this yesterday, but Black Monday came and gone in the NFL, and a lot of coaches were fired, including Ben McAdoo of the New York Giants. And a couple of reports came out, or at least a couple of speculative tweets, which are now known as reports, in 2018 and previously in 2017, came out about the interest level, or at least who the New York Giants would be interested in having as their next head coach. Did you see some of those names? Did you see at least one name that was mentioned? I don't know if this is worth mentioning.
Is it Ferentz or Matt Campbell?
It's Kirk Ferentz.
Look, Neil Kornrich is his agent, and good on Neil Kornrich, because I'm sure a lot of this comes from Neil Kornrich saying, hey.
The greatest agent of all time.
Throw Kirk's name out. He makes Scott Boras. He makes Scott Boras look like an intern in the marketing department of some agency. Neil Kornrich, there's a reason why a number of high-profile Iowa football players leave the program and hire Neil Kornrich as their agent. Because, well, hey, they've seen firsthand exactly what he's done for Kirk Ferentz. Let's go ahead and keep it right here. We'll send it over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa cornerback Josh Jackson made it official this morning, announcing on his Instagram that he'd be foregoing his senior season and entering the NFL draft. Iowa was the only Power 5 school to offer this year's unanimous All-American a scholarship, and he's now a likely first-round pick. In another not totally unexpected move, quarterback Tyler Wiegers will be joining Eastern Michigan as a graduate transfer. The Iowa basketball team snapped its 5-game winning streak, falling to Michigan last night 75-68. A 22-4 run by the Wolverines midway through the first half let the Hawkeyes down 15, and it really never got very close after that. Iowa's going to try to shore up some defensive issues before hosting Ohio State tomorrow. The Iowa women are off to a fantastic start, led by Megan Gustafson, and this evening she was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. In two Big Ten victories last week, she averaged 24 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks on 61% from the floor. College Sports Madness released its top 44 baseball poll today, and Rick Heller has his reigning Big Ten tourney champion team ranked 44th. The Hawkeyes are coming off the program's first Big Ten tournament title and return a pair of All-Big Ten selections and freshman All-Americans. Big wrestling news today, as it was confirmed that freshman Spencer Lee will start for the Hawkeyes on Friday. That's going to be the much-anticipated debut for the nation's top recruit of 2017. And tonight after the show, we're going to have the Iowa State women taking on 6th-ranked Baylor in Waco. That's going to be right at 7 o'clock, and we'll have that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
All right, we need two callers, numbers 1 and 2, right now to 319-366-1600. It's tonight's 6 o'clock showdown. 7 questions, 60 seconds, and if you do better than your opponent, you're going to be off to Star Wars night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Cedar Rapids hosting the Youngstown Phantoms on Saturday night. 319-366-1600. Every time I talk about the Youngstown Phantoms, all I can think of is Scooby-Doo and the gang. It just seems like, even you look at their logo, it just looks like I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you meddling kids. 319-366-1600. Callers number 1 and 2. We'll find out who our contestants are when we return after this.
So, I was planning my resolutions. Lose 10 pounds. Again. Pluck my brows. Ouch! Stop stressing. Yeah, right. Then it occurred to me, what I really needed was a prettier financial picture. So I joined DuPaco Community Credit Union and scheduled a money makeover. As a member at a cooperative like DuPaco, I'm also an owner. Every other member owner has my back, positioning me to improve my financial position at every turn. That's beautiful. DuPaco is more than local. They take a holistic approach to money. Once all my loans and checking were moved to DePaco, they slewed savings every possible way. Now I'm saving more, earning more, and shared branching and mobile deposit give me much better control of and access to my money. This new year, I'm getting fat-free, stress-free, and checking-free. I'm feeling pretty and pretty smart.
Join DePaco Community Credit Union and get your financial life
resolved.
DePaco Community Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Okay, the holidays are over and you're thinking about selling your home this year. Doug McAllister and the team at Pinnacle Realty know how quickly spring will be here and know what to do to get your home ready for the selling season, now just weeks away. The Cedar Rapids housing market was white hot last year, and right now, Pinnacle can make sure your home is ready to sell at your price. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Spring is closer than you think.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
All right. It looks like we've got Sean in Marion. He is going to be answering the questions that I'll be reading tonight. And Brett in Fairfax will have Alex's questions. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Excellent.
We're feeling good.
All right, other than cold, everybody's cold right now. Other than that, we're all ready to roll. Seven questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and if there's enough time, we'll come back to the question. Alex, this is the first time that we're doing this in 2018, so I'm going to go allow you and Brett to make the choice. Do you want to go first, or do you want to go second?
Brett, this is all your decision.
You know, let's let him have it. Let's let him go first.
All right.
Okay, Sean, do you like this? Do you like going first, or would you rather feel the pressure of needing to come from behind?
I want to try to put a number up there.
Yeah, okay, let's see what number we can hang here for Brett and Fairfax to have to beat. So when you're ready, your 60 seconds will start. Ready?
All right.
Iowa All-American announced his decision to declare for the NFL draft today on what social media platform?
Instagram.
Which Pac-12 football coach was fired yesterday for workplace misconduct?
Mike Leach.
John Gruden told the media that there's a good chance he'll be taking what vacant head coaching
Raiders.
Job? Yes, in the NFL. What is the combined record of Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI in conference play at the moment?
2-8.
Which school is going to raise a banner claiming a national championship in 2017 despite not making the college football playoff?
Central Florida.
The Hamilton Tiger Cats of the Canadian Football League reportedly are in early contract discussions with what former Heisman Trophy winner?
Robert Griffin III.
Kirk Ferentz's name was mentioned in reports earlier this week in relation to what NFL coaching vacancy?
Browns.
We hung three up there. We'll see whether three can hold up or not. So, Sean, hang tight. If there's a tie, we'll need you for the tiebreaker. Otherwise, Alex, you and Brett can do your thing.
All right, Brett, are you ready?
Let's get it, Alex.
Remember, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Your 60 seconds begins right now. How many times this season has Iowa's Megan Gustafson been Player of the Week?
Twice.
LeVar Ball and his two sons arrived today in this country.
Lithuania.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is reportedly dating this female athlete.
I just heard it. Pass. No, I know it's pass.
Name the Big Ten team that did not win its bowl game this year.
Michigan.
Who did Tyler Wiegers throw his only career touchdown pass to this year? Multiple choice, Ivory Kelly Martin, Noah Fant, or Nick Easley?
Noah Fant.
Drake hosts this fellow 2-0 MVC tonight at the Knapp Center.
SIU, Southern Illinois.
With the Bills making the playoffs in the AL West, what team now has the longest playoff drought in all of sports?
Houston Texans.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers reportedly dating this.
He ran out of time. Athlete. 3-2. Well, it's Danica Patrick, by the way. I know you're probably going to kick yourself there for that one, but we appreciate you hanging around with us tonight, Brett and Sean. Congratulations. Hang on the line. Kyle's going to get those Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets to you. Probably at will call would be my guess, since the game is on Saturday night. Youngstown coming to the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. RiderTownUSA.com is the website to check out if you want to see if the Riders are going to be at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena anytime soon prior to Saturday night. And it should be a good time. Star Wars night. Bring your Wookiees. Let's go over the questions that were missed there. Rich Rodriguez, we were just talking about it, fired for workplace misconduct at Arizona yesterday. Combined record for Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI in conference play. Those three teams are 0-7 so far. Iowa and UNI both have conference games coming up tomorrow. Big Ten play Ohio State in Iowa City, and then UNI will be on the road in Springfield, Missouri, to take on Missouri State. The Hamilton Tiger Cats talking with Johnny Football.
Apparently, they've also made a trade of a quarterback, which has a lot of people speculating that they're making room for him on their roster.
And Kirk Ferentz, as you brought up, his name was mentioned in reports this week in relation to the opening with the New York Giants.
Megan Gustafson has been the Big Ten Player of the Week 5 times this season. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is reportedly dating Danica Patrick. We touched on that a little bit earlier yesterday. Tyler Wiegers threw his only career touchdown pass to Ivory Kelly Martin, and I believe you said that was in the Illinois game.
Yeah, that 45-16 blowout.
Yes. Drake hosts Illinois State. Both teams come into the game 2-0. They'll play at the Knapp Center tonight. This had me scratching my head a little bit. The Seattle Mariners.
Longest active playoff drought of any playoffs, not like World Series, Stanley Cup, or anything like that, but just in making the playoffs, the Mariners have not made the postseason since Ichiro Suzuki's rookie season.
Was that the 126?
I believe it was. Yeah, 2001.
So that would have been 2001. Yes,
that is with the Bills making the playoffs. And we talked a little bit yesterday about the Andy Dalton touchdown drive in the Cincinnati-Baltimore game that knocked the Ravens out and put the Bills in. We're going to be picking the wild card games, AFC and NFC wild card games this week for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 on Friday's edition of the Gym Class. You can tune in at about 3:45 for your opportunity to take home a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub located on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. There are some pretty big numbers on the board this weekend. You usually get that with the wild card games because the teams have to go on the road, and home field advantage, especially in the NFL playoffs, is a big deal. Speaking of the NFL, you've got not much movement on the coaching front today. The Bears reportedly were going to interview Vic Fangio for their head coaching position. They've requested permission from the Vikings to interview both the offensive and defensive coordinators for the Vikings. They continue to leave no stone unturned in searching for the next head coach. We mentioned yesterday Ryan Pace, the general manager of the Bears, getting a 4-year contract extension. So he's going to be around for several years, whoever the next coach is. He's going to get to make the hire. The question is he going to get to make the hire on his own, or will there be some meddling from the McCaskey family? And Green Bay has its coach. Mike McCarthy's not going anywhere, but the Packers are looking internally and externally, but most likely it'll be an internal candidate for their next general manager, also a new defensive coordinator. And how about the news that Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick are reportedly date. I don't want to say shacking up together. Maybe they're old-fashioned. Maybe they just like to get together and go to the movies or
have dinner.
Grab a dinner. Yeah. More power to them. Who drives? Danica or Aaron Rodgers in that situation?
Let's see what you
do. Be a little nervous with her behind the wheel. She probably does not obey the speed limit signs. Aaron Rodgers, meanwhile, when you work for an insurance company like he does, you got to be very cognizant of the, hey, speed limit's 55, it's a little icy out, take it easy there. This is not going to end well for Aaron Rodgers, I have a feeling. The Olivia Munn stuff was not good in the long run for him. This, I think, could possibly be worse.
Do you think that it will cause his family and him to link back up?
Could not care less about him. And I saw his brother was doing one of the bowl games.
Yeah, he was.
The other day.
He's launched his career by whining about Aaron not being in his family.
Being on The Bachelor. And I've got to, it was one of the New Year's resolutions yesterday that we went over. I'm a little disappointed that I did not hear Mark Dukes giving a recap of the Bachelor episode from Monday night. Ari Lyandike Jr., some very beautiful women. It's going to be, once again, just a tremendous season. A lot of drama and intrigue on The Bachelor. And I know Mark lives to consume every second of that program every week. And I didn't hear him mention anything about it.
You know what?
I'm a little disappointed.
You made his resolution to watch every episode of The Bachelor. I'm going to make his resolution to not watch a single episode of The Bachelor. So either way, he's going to disappoint somebody or make somebody happy.
I'm kind of excited about this. Tonight on Fox, The X-Files is coming back. They've got a limited, I think it's a 10-episode run. I was always a big X-Files fan when the show was first on in the 90s, and then they made a couple movies, and they brought it back recently, and it was met with at least enough critical acclaim that they decided that they were going to give it 10 more episodes with Mulder and Scully. So I'll have the DVR set for that tonight. Last night, the DVR was set for something on Iowa Public Television, and my wife thought that our son had gotten a hold of the TV remote, and he's in that stage where he'll get a hold of the TV remote, and he just starts mashing the buttons on it. And occasionally we'll see something funny on the DVR, and we'll go, oh, well, he must have hit the record button. No big deal. She went to erase the Iowa Public Television program last night. I said, hey, wait a minute. No. I'm actually recording that. I'm the only person in the state of Iowa that probably uses their DVR to record something on IPTV. And no, it was nothing Ken Burns related. 6:50, we'll step aside, take a quick break. We come back, we'll have more of Air Force Hockey Talk here on the Todd Bromelkamp Show. Actually, we'll have a Midwest One Bank big board update for you and set the table for Thursday's edition of the program. Back after this.
How is it that Pennzoil in your engine makes you feel this? Or how this takes your mind to this? It's because to us, performance is more than just a word. It's the ultimate goal. And whether you do it yourself or you get your oil changed at a shop, Pennzoil synthetics give you complete protection for top engine performance. Make the switch today.
There it is. The brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic,
Who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why there's Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell him to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Get out of the cold and warm up with some Hot Stove Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will host the 22nd annual Hot Stove Banquet Wednesday, January 17th at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Enjoy dinner, a silent auction, and a special visit from the Minnesota Twins Winter Caravan, featuring former Colonels and current Twins Mitch Garver and Zach Granite, along with radio broadcaster Chris Atterbury. Tickets are $45 and all proceeds benefit the Colonels Take the Lead Community Initiative Program and the Colonels Foundation. Get your tickets now at colonels.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's a huge girls basketball showdown this Saturday afternoon on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me Saturday at 4:45 on 107.5 FM The North Gym as Class 4A top-rated Marion welcomes Class 5A number 10 Indianola. Both these teams feature numerous Division I standouts that will square off in this battle of state tournament teams from a year ago. That's girls high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Indianola at Marion. Saturday at 4:45 on 107.5 FM, The North Gym, KGYM.
Welcome back, 6:54, final couple minutes of the program tonight. Again, Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen joining Iowa's Josh Jackson in announcing that they're entering the NFL draft early today. Chances that those two guys go 1 and 2 at the top of the draft board?
I don't think very good.
You don't think it's very high?
No, I'm not sold on
quarterback league.
Either of them, and I'm not really sold on Sam Darnold. I think he's far too inconsistent.
He didn't have a line this year, right? Wasn't that
the excuse makers?
Eh, give him a line. Give him a team with an offensive line.
You could say that about anybody, especially in that case. Then Josh Allen should be the number one overall pick. Out of Wyoming. I know it's a quarterback league, but I wasn't wowed by either of those guys. I thought Josh Rosen was probably the best out of all of them. And don't sleep on Baker Mayfield. I think he could end up being a top five pick.
Is he a top 10 college player of all time, though? That's the hot takes that you'll get on the Will Cain show. this new lineup. Still getting used to it myself. We appreciate your texts and your phone calls.
We
and
see them. They don't go on deaf ears, I promise.
It's out of our hands. It really is. Something that isn't out of our hands. Final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
Iowa cornerback Josh Jackson made it official this morning, announcing on his Instagram that he'd be foregoing his senior season and entering the NFL draft. Iowa was the only Power 5 school to offer the unanimous All-American a scholarship, and he's now a likely first-round pick. In another not totally unexpected move, quarterback Tyler Wiegers will be joining Eastern Michigan as a grad transfer. The Iowa basketball team snapped its 5-game winning streak, falling to Michigan last night 75-68. A 22-4 run by the Wolverines midway through the first half left the Hawkeyes down 15, and it really never got very close after that. Iowa's going to try to shore up some defensive issues before hosting Ohio State tomorrow. The Iowa women are off to a fantastic start, led by Megan Gustafson, and this evening she was named the National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. In two Big Ten victories last week, she averaged 24 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks on 61% from the floor. College Sports Madness released its top 44 baseball poll today, and Rick Heller has his reigning Big Ten tourney champion team ranked 44th. The Hawkeyes are coming off the program's first Big Ten tourney title and return a pair of All-Big Ten selections and freshman All-Americans. Big wrestling news today, as it was confirmed that freshman Spencer Lee will start for the Hawkeyes on Friday. That's going to be the much-anticipated debut for the nation's top recruit of 2017. And tonight, after we hop off the air, we're going to have the Iowa State women taking on 6th-ranked Baylor in Waco. That's going to begin right after our show, and we'll have that on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
All right, that's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up tomorrow, it's Would You? We'll get you ready for Iowa and Ohio State. Can the Hawkeyes avoid dropping to 0-4 in Big Ten play? All of that, and then some, plus another chance for you to take home a pair of tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in action this Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena as they host the Youngstown Phantoms. It's Star Wars night. You can get your tickets now at RiderTownUSA.com. All that and more to come on tomorrow's show. Appreciate you listening on a Wednesday, and hope to have you here with us tomorrow for a Thursday edition of the show.